Welcome to another AHE podcast, where today I want to talk about HMRC's construction industry scheme, which has now been operating for 3.5 years following its launch on Good Friday, 6th of April 2007. In the time available for a podcast, I can only give you an insight into the issues, particularly the problems that AAT members and others have been raising with me. But I invite you to book on the CPD master courses that I will be presenting in Southampton on the 23rd of October and in Ipswich on the 29th of November. HMRC's construction industry scheme is first and foremost a tax deduction scheme, and such a scheme has existed in three different formats since the early 1970s. The need for a tax deduction scheme is quite clear, because the industry attracts a lot of self-employed workers, and many of these come from overseas, which increases the risk of non-payment of UK taxes. That risk is minimised by having a tax deduction scheme. Times have changed from the early 1970s, when the overseas workers mainly came from Ireland, whereas today we have an influx of foreign workers, particularly from the expanded European Union. However, I must get over the point to AAT members that the scheme is not just for the workers, the men, and that it does apply to businesses of all sizes. On this day that I'm talking to you, I am advising a number of different clients on how to deal with the failure to make CIS deductions from businesses that are not sole traders or two-man partnerships. As I have already said, this tax deduction scheme is not just about making tax deductions from individual workers. The first two construction industry schemes lasted for about 7 years, which seems to suggest that the current scheme is about halfway through its shelf life. But personally, I cannot see any major change in the near future, except for the tax and national insurance contribution treatment of labour-only subcontractors. That is something I will touch on later in this podcast. One less than major, but nevertheless important change that is expected to take place next October is the introduction of a new penalty regime for the construction industry scheme. That is a very necessary change because the current regime is so often disproportionate to the offences that occur. Large fixed penalties can and are currently being imposed under the existing CIS legislation, often where there is no tax lost, or the amount of tax lost is relatively small. Too often, AAT members are finding when their clients provide the papers for them to prepare income tax returns and or accounts that the client has not operated the CIS scheme at all or correctly. The autumn CPD master courses will look at these problems and how to operate the scheme correctly in much more depth than I can cover in this podcast. But let me give you an insight into the makeup and operation of the scheme and the current issues that are causing problems for AAT members.